Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
We have a message from the living God for the day that we titled Purpose-Driven Time. Purpose-Driven Time. We are going to talk about time, how time is important as a child of God. We know the people of the world, time is important for them because of, you know, the schedules that they have put together for the worldly things that they have to do. But in the life of a Christian, time is a great factor because our God is the God of time. And if you are the daughter and the son of Almighty God, you have to be sensitive to time. The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse is 29. It says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So judgment, it is something that is inevitable. No matter what, we're going to face judgment. And as far as judgment cannot be avoided, so is death. It is appointed to a man to die. So one day, so die once. You don't die twice. Well, there is a second death, but that one, it is after the physical death. So you make sure that whatever that you have to do, it has to be done before physical death. The counsel that should come out of it is very important. Proverbs chapter 23 and the verse is 23. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So there are some things that we have to buy and we should keep those things. We buy the truth. We keep it by not selling it. Wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The truth is that it is appointed for a man to die once. And after that, the judgment. There is a very great story in the book of Matthew, Matthew 1 and the verses 13. And it's a story about time and wisdom, understanding, taking instruction. Because there is time for everything. So Matthew 25 verse 1 to 13, he says that then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto virgins. 10 virgins. Shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. You know, these 10 virgins can be symbolizing Christians. The whole purpose is that they are going to meet the bridegroom as we are going to meet Jesus Christ, our bride. And he said that it is a principle of the kingdom of God. Every time that Christ was bringing forth a parable or telling a story about the kingdom of God, it is because in our earthly world, kingdom of God is so high, heaven is so high, that it is only by stories and symbols, parables, that can explain how things are working over there. 10 virgins prepared to meet the bridegroom. Verse 2, and 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. So buy the truth, sell it not. Also wisdom. Five were wise. That is wisdom. And five were foolish. That is the ones that have bought probably the truth and sold it. You used to be on fire, but today you are not. Things were going very much well, but today it is not what you used to be. Keeping what you have acquired, it's very important. Five were wise and five were not foolish. They were foolish. Verse 3. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. They were foolish. They took their lamps and no oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry. There was a cry that was made. And behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so. Lest there'll be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went. They went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. It was already too late. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open us. But the Lord answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. This is the parable. Watch. Neither the day, neither the hour. That is time. That is time. There is a time, according to this story here, there is a time for every single walk of a man in the surface of this earth before the Lord. God is a God of appointed time. God is a God of time. There was a time to take the oil. There was a time to think of the oil. There was a time when you pick up the vessel of that lamp. That time was a time to think of oil. Go ye and buy for yourself. By the time you come back, the bridegroom had already showed up and the door is shut. Knocking at the door. Lord, Lord, it is me. Open the door. Who are you? So if truly it was you that you know me, I don't know you. Because if you do, you would have been sensitive to my instructions, to my wisdom, to the appointed time of the principles of the kingdom of God. You are not. And we do know that so many of us, we are not doing things on time. There is a very big English word. They call it procrastination. You see how big it is when you are saying it. Procrastination. It's simply meaning that people that are not caring about time and they keep pushing what they have to do today onto tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, they push it to the day after and on and on and on. So you end up doing nothing. You end up doing nothing because you are thinking that you have all your time to do everything that you have to do. We don't. We have to be on time for every single purpose, every single thing that the Lord God has called us to do. It has to be done in time manner. Your life has to be run in time manner. A man, a child of God, has to be a child of principle. People cannot be disciplined because they don't have respect for time. You have to be a woman of principle because you are subject to a kingdom that is a kingdom of principle. Discipline. Everything has to be in order. Principle. That is why he gave this example of the story, saying that the kingdom of heaven be likened unto. Time is an important factor for the kingdom of heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and the verses 11 to 12. The statement that is made is here, saying that I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. This is so powerful. You know, time and chance happen to them all. How do you understand this? He said, I have gone around. I lived enough. I have had enough experience in life to know for certain that life is battle. And this battle is not for the muscle strength. Life is not about bread. Life is not about wealth. Life is not about your skills. But life is about time and the event taking its course on that particular appointed time of the Lord, not your time. Time and chance happen to them all. You know what it means? It means that everybody, when we say God is not respecter of person, that is what it means. The Lord God predestined everyone and each one of us. You wouldn't have been here if God did not want you to be here. God put you here. And if God put you here, it is because the Lord God has assignment for your life. And that assignment for your life, it is subject to God's time. Subject to God's time. Every single thing has to be done on time. So, verse 12 of Ecclesiastes 9, he said, for man also knoweth not his time. This is interesting. Man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men, snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. Powerful scripture. I can definitely understand one thing, that the fishes are taken in an evil net. These are fishes. They do not have that much wisdom as man. I can understand the birds that are snared, caught and snared. But it is difficult for me to understand a man that is living his life outside consciousness of time. that is dangerous. You can be late in everything. You will miss your wife, which means that you will not have the proper home. You will miss the type of job that God had planned for you. You will miss everything because you are always thinking to do things on your time. But it is not working about your time. It is working about the time that is set by Almighty God for His purpose. You are not living for yourself. You are living for God. And the reason why you are here, it is because, as we said, God has an appointment, an assignment, a purpose for your life. And that is the reason why you keep taking the breath of life, breathing every single day. Why do you think that favor should come upon you to wake up in the morning when someone slept and couldn't wake up? What is it that you have special that that person do not have? So being sensitive of all this wonderful grace of God should prompt you to stand and fulfill the mandate of God over your life. Time and chances happen to them all. Men are snared into the devices of the enemy because they don't understand the principle of time. That is what I have always been saying. I said that, you see, the problem that we have is that we don't really value what Christ has done for us. If you are sensitive to the work that Jesus has done here and what you have received as a child of God, well, if you die before your time, it is appointed for a man to die once, afterwards, a judgment. So which means that, we said it, death is not something that you can avoid it. But there is a time that you need to die. You shouldn't die before your time. You should not die before your time. As a matter of fact, we have few instances where people can, you know, die after their time because the Lord God sent forth Ezekiel. He said, go and tell him that I'm adding 15 more years to him. But otherwise, but even that, you can tell that it is God that added. Nobody can add extra years to your time. Nobody. It is as the Lord God has purposed it, so shall it come forth. So the time that you have to maximize that time. You cannot be using, you know, your children's business as an excuse before Almighty God that judgment day. When the Lord said that, I don't know you. Five virgins. The Lord said, I don't know you. Do you think that, what does it mean that God saying, I don't know you? Who in the surface of this earth here that God does not know? The I don't know you here, it is because they did not fulfill God's mandate. That is why the Lord could not recognize them to take them to the kingdom to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. You might be mindful of your own business and be caught by time, busy, doing your own thing, and did not fulfill God's mandate over your life. You have missed all time of God, wasted all His time, His resources, all of it. And the Lord will tell you, I don't know you, because you lived for yourself. It is time for us to start looking onto our own lives and be able to identify the type of life that we are living and say that indeed, I am in God's plan. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is going to be sudden. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is going to be sudden. And matter of fact, the act of rapture itself It is also sudden. And the amazing part of rapture is that husband and wife will be sleeping on the same bed. One will be taken and wouldn't even know that one is gone. It's going to be, how can you be waking up in the morning and not seeing your wife? And not knowing that my wife is not around. He's the controller, the blessed controller of all things. The Lord will make it possible in such a way that you would not even remember that you ever had a wife. And you will be living, doing your own stuff, continue spending your own time. Do you think that those five virgins, when they were knocking, Lord, it is us, open us. The Lord said, I don't know you. And they stay at the door. There is a judgment that is coming. And everyone that is not known of God will be at the door. But do you think you are going to be at the door forever to just continue knocking? Let me tell you, that day, the mercies of God will not work. Grace of God will not work. Because there is time for everything. When the time of grace is expired, it is expired. Be careful for the severity of Almighty God. They always see the good part of God. They cannot tell the other side of God. God can do evil in his goodness. Our time of grace is not forever. It's a time of grace, and it shall come to an end. Every purpose has its time, and then judgment. Ecclesiastes 3 and the verses 1. He said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Everything that is under the heaven, it is for a purpose, and it is subject to season and time. Everything. Everything. Everything means everything. So there is a time to everything that God assigned to us. And there is a time to fulfill that assignment. And there is no time to waste. There is no time to waste. Ecclesiastes 8 and the verses 6. He said, because to every purpose, there is time and judgment. We have an additional item here. To every purpose, there is time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. You see, look at the scripture and read it very well. To every purpose, there is time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. What do you think the word is telling us here? He's saying that the man missed his appointment. The man missed the time of the purpose. So what had come upon him after he has missed it? It is something great, a judgment that is great over his life. You know the reason why the person is crying? The person is crying because he missed his time. Most of the time when you see an old person and you are young with that much strength and you see an elderly person as an elderly person, let me tell you, you need to shift your value system to be right in the sight of Almighty God, because they have been young. They had their time. You pity someone that is doing a work at certain age that a person is not supposed to be doing those type of work. But well, it should give you counsel. It should give you counsel. Because the time that you need to rest is a time of rest. A time of work is a time of work. The time to fulfill God's mandate, as far as you have that strength, this is the time to use your strength and to fulfill it. We have known people, especially families, If you are a woman or a man in a home that you are thinking that everything that you are doing, it is all for today, today, today. We live for today. It's not just that. It is true. The Lord is working day by day. But God also saying that a good man liveth inheritance for his children's children. So you cannot be thinking of yourself only. You have to be able to plan ahead. If you are going to use all the money and eat it, this tongue, let me tell you, there is no food that this tongue will ever taste and be giving you glory down the road. The most ungrateful part of a human being is this tongue. Because the desire to eat it will come. And as that desire is so great, you are ready to invest in it and get it to satisfy that desire. Because you have the means. But down the road, a time comes that the strength is no more there to fulfill that desire. You want it. It is there, but you can't get it. But if you plan well, prepare their lives, then they shall be okay. An evil person, according to the word, that says that we have to leave inheritance for our children's children. Evil parents are parents that are living for themselves and not thinking of the future of their children. I was telling two kids, I said, you know what? They came and they were kind of, sad about the situation that their parents are going through, saying that they are working all the time. They come home very late and tired and et cetera. And I said, listen, I am grateful that you are sharing this with me. But let me tell you something. Your parents, they are sacrificing for two of you. They are sacrificing for two of you. And the reason why they are sacrificing, the sacrifice is so great that they are going through hard time. It is because their parents miss the assignment. We as parents of today, it is our responsibility to build for our children. Building the right foundations for them. And leaving them something that will keep them going. Not just the inheritance in terms of material things. Let them inherit our Lord Jesus Christ. Fulfilling your mandate as a parent. A couple that I met, and the woman was complaining, saying that every time that I said something to my husband, and then my husband will also always tell me, oh, God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. I said, husband, look at me. The Lord, he is doing it. He is doing it. But the Lord will not do it without man. Check yourself. And stop hiding your responsibilities. Take charge of your family. Do what the Lord says that you should be doing. You are the head of this family. You are allowing the woman to be the head of the family. What do you think is going to happen? It happened before. The last time that Adam couldn't open his mouth, that day was the struggle of mankind. When Satan came, Adam was just right there. And the woman took over. There is time for everything and every purpose in the surface of this earth. And as far as you have time, there is hope. In the book of Job, Job 14 and the verses 8 and 9. The word says, he said, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth buds like a plant. Hallelujah. You know what it means? You have to picture a tree that has been cut. And apparently it looks like it's dead. But there is a scent of water. And the water is being dropping from time to time upon the earth where the tree is caught. The word is saying that it might not look something that is very significant for nobody, but something is happening within the earth to that tree, because the root of the tree that is caught, it's receiving nourishment. And it's just a matter of time, that tree shall come back again. It is meaning that no matter what your situation is, as far as you have life, as far as you keep breathing and taking the breath of life, there is hope in your life. There is hope in your children's life. There is hope in the purpose of God for your life. There is hope. There is no counsel in the grave, which means that it is only when a man dies that it is finished. So as far as you keep living, the Lord's plan can still be fulfilled. It is never too late for God. It is never too late for God. What might happen is that what you're supposed to be doing at the age of 20, you miss it. So the Lord will catch you up, because now you are 30. And the Lord will make sure that whatsoever that needs to be fulfilled at the age of 30, you're going to fulfill it. At least you have done something. No covenant or old covenant is better than no covenant. Hallelujah. You have to be doing something and be sensitive to the purpose of Almighty God. Time is not ours. Time is unto the purpose of God. Let me tell you another story. Because you are believing God for so many things, and probably those things are not being fulfilled, and you are being stressed simply because you are singing, you are preaching, you are praying, and all these things are going on. It seems like you are living a Christian life, but those things that you are praying for are not coming. It could be that because God has a time for it, that it is not time yet. We have a woman here, a wife of a great man of God. We all know Abraham. And that woman called Sarah. So in Genesis 18 and the verses 9, Genesis 18 verse 9 to 14, the Lord visited Sarah because Sarah was a barren woman. God that told him, told Abraham, the husband, that you said, I will make you father of many nations. And Abraham did not even have one child. And Abraham was moving around, calling himself the father of many nations. And people were mocking him. Look at him calling himself father of many nations. He doesn't even have one child. And as filthy rich as he was, they were saying, all this money, you don't have a son to even inherit you. Look at him. But the mockery and all that, the man was still living, believing in the purpose of Almighty God. Believing in the word that he had received from God. Because he trusted God. He had faith in God. He knew that God would never forsake him. 1 Corinthians 10:13 talks about, said, there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. I love the word but. Temptation taking you, such as is common to man, but God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also will make a way for you to escape. So no matter how much the devil will release on your way, the faithfulness of God will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord came to Abraham in the middle of the afternoon and asked Abraham, "Abraham, where is Sarah, thy wife?" And Abraham said, "Lord, she's in the tent." Genesis 18:10. And Abraham said, God said to Abraham, he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life." You see that? God said, "I will visit you according to the time that I have written in the book of life concerning your destiny. I will visit you." So the barrenness of Sarah was because of the purpose and the plans of the "it is written." The mandate that is over Abraham's life is now being impacted on the wife. That is, he said, "What God has joined together, let no man put them asunder." This is an indication that a wife's destiny is also tied to the husband. "They shall be one flesh, but not one spirit." One flesh, not one soul. One flesh. The flesh is meant to fulfill, gaining the strength to fulfill God's mandate. The togetherness, two is better than one. It is meant for the time and the purpose of God for the couple. Over here there is marriage, but in heaven there is no marriage. But you will see your husband and you will recognize your husband as someone that you have been your husband in this earth here. Why am I saying that? Because of the soul. The soul has all that it needs to retain everything. Otherwise, what is the purpose of judgment? Let's think about it. Why God will remind you of something that you have done here and said that you did not fulfill my mandate when you have no memory of what you have done? So we will remember everything. 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 Don't fool yourself. And because you are not going to fool God, there is nothing that any one of us is doing on any time, under any circumstance, that is not being recorded. And you shall remember that day. There is nobody that is going to have any time of sicknesses that is not going to allow you to not remember something. You will remember your entire life within twinkling of seconds. She's in the tent. According to the time of life, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. So when God said that in Genesis 18:10, Sarah, who was in the tent, she heard it. Then the emphasis here is that what the Lord said about the promise of Sarah having the son, at that time, Sarah and the husband Abraham, they were old and stricken in age, and it was ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. In other words, the body cannot produce anymore. Menopause of megapause of every pose had already been imposed on Sarah. There is no way that woman can bring forth a child. But the Lord has said there is a time that is written over your life in the book, my book of life. I will return in a year time, ye shall have a son. contrary to all that you can see in the realm of the physical. I am declaring the word of God to somebody today that what the Lord God has written concerning your life, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. We have no reason to doubt God because we are living. The fact that we are alive, taking strength, is already a testimony. Because if God did not want you to live, you will not wake up. You will not. Abraham, in verse 13, verse 12 first, look at the reaction of Sarah. He said, therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am vexed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? You see that? She was caught in what she could see in the realm of the... So she even laughed to herself. Her own life had become a laughter. People have been mocking her to the point that the woman had accepted it and mocking herself. She had integrated that it could never be happening. It is impossible. At my age, it is over. All that they have been saying, it is true. I am going to die childless. And the mockery and all that are true. She laughed. She had been enduring in such a way that she had integrated it. This is how I am now. That's how it is. That's how God wants it. I have accepted it. And this is my faith. Let me tell you, this is not your faith. Continue believing the Lord. God is a God that has more than human parts available. Hey, automaker might write you a letter to recall some cars or to say that this car is not being supported anymore. This car is not being manufactured anymore. These parts of this particular car are not being made anymore. There is nothing like that in heaven. Heaven never runs out of anything because heaven is the producer and the always available of all things that do exist. You will not be the first one to declare any form of lack of heaven. It will not come to pass. Therefore, as Sarah laughed on her case, every power of darkness that has put you in a condition that you have become a laughter, I cancel that power in the name of Jesus. You should not be accepting that report. It is the report of darkness. God had not said so. He hasn't. So, she was not even, you know, the amazing part of it is that she wasn't even laughing of her own case alone. She looked at the husband, Abraham. He said, God, look at my husband. He can barely even move. He said, he's old. My Lord being old, can I have any form of pleasure? It is not about the pleasure, it's about the purpose of God. It is not about the way that you are thinking. It is about the purpose of Almighty God. When the time is yet, every single strength that you need to bring forth that purpose, the Lord shall supply in the name of Jesus. As far as there is a scent of water, there is hope. There is hope. So the Lord looked unto Abraham and Sarah, and the Lord said in verse 14 of Genesis 18, he said, is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for... Hey, I have a question for somebody. Is anything of your life that is not glorifying God? Is that thing too hard for God to turn it around? It is not. It is not. There shall be a turnaround mightily, not by what you think, But by the purpose of the it is written, this is what is coming to pass. People don't want to see it happening. Hey, witches have been gathered together that they will oppose that situation, that it will never come to pass. They will come to your celebration in the name of Jesus. What the Lord God has said, it is written, and it shall surely come to pass. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I love the word appointed. Say appointed. 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 At the time appointed. There is a time that God has appointed for your situation. There is a time that God has appointed for your case. There is a time that God has appointed for the continuous shame, reproach, and blame that you are going through. A time is coming. People that are shaming you, blaming you, pointing you at the finger, they will come to your celebration in the name of Jesus. It is the appointed time of God that we are talking about here. No need of frustrations. The Lord shall return unto thee at that appointed time, according to the time of life. Abraham, I promise you, Sarah shall have a son. Hallelujah. According to the appointed time, I promise you, your case shall be over in the name of Jesus. According to the appointed time, that situation shall be turned around in the mighty name of Jesus. So in Genesis 21 and the verses 2, the word says that Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God spoke to him. Hallelujah. At that time, that word of God will never fail in the name of Jesus. It will come to pass. It shall surely come to pass because the Lord has spoken it. But understand this. You cannot be folding your hands and be thinking that it will come to pass. God has said it, it will come to pass by itself. No, God works with man. The faith is important. Believe that what God said he's going to do, he's going to do. But wage that war against every single negativity that the enemy is throwing on your way. Life is a war because 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 5, he said, for though we walk in the flesh, that is a fact, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Almighty God, and bringing unto captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So anything that people or darkness is doing against you, it is a man's faith that will stand on the word that the Lord has spoken and written over your life, that the purpose of God come to pass in the name of Jesus. If you prefer listening to what the devil has given you and taking the devil's report rather than believing God for what he said he's going to do, you will miss God's plan. And that's what the devil wants. Ha. Jesus Christ, and that is the most wonderful part of it, is that Jesus had conquered death. Jesus Christ has conquered what? Death. Death. Ecclesiastes 8:8, he said, there is no man that had power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither had he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given unto it. You know what it means? If you are thinking that your family idol is going to protect you, if you are thinking that your family idol is going to give you long life, you are deceiving yourself, because there is no spirit that can overcome the purpose and that it is written of Almighty God. Many have run into the fetish subscribing their children to the purpose of the devil simply because of fear. Fear. But there is no need of fear, for our God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Live your life outside fear. Break every fear of life. Continue doing what you have to do according to the purpose of life. Live the righteous life. You cannot be thinking, walking with God and be entertaining evil. You will be caught. You can't match them in the war. And this war that we are fighting is a spiritual war. The weapons, they are not carnal weapons. They are spiritual weapons. And even imaginations, the thoughts that the enemy is throwing in your head, that you are thinking and you can't come out simply because you have accepted the report. That's what Sarah did. But God told him, the Lord said that, is there anything that the Lord God cannot do? Sarah, you will conceive. And the time came and Sarah conceived. Believe God for his purpose and it shall surely come to pass. Living your life, bringing people of your family to know God. Not just that. Moving around and being able to evangelize to save souls. Don't be selfish. Do you know that that is a commandment? If you don't know what God wants you to do, please, at least there is one thing that I'm going to tell you now. That one, you can never go wrong. You can never, never go wrong. In Matthew 28 and the verses 18 to 20, Jesus Christ, ready to be taken up, told the disciples, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. If you don't know what to do, please start from today evangelizing to somebody. Tell someone about our Lord Jesus Christ. Give them that hope that it is well, for they are alive and the purpose of God shall surely come to pass. We have come this morning to bring you the word of the living God, to tell you that there is hope for you, to tell you that your life is for Almighty God and you are meant to live for Almighty God, that there is no power in the surface of this earth that can oppose the plan of Almighty God. Stay away from sin and fulfill the mandate that God has for your life. In Jesus' name, the word is delivered. Amen. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.